This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Because I have a lot of writing deadlines to meet, I often find myself scrolling through Instagram and Twitter looking for things to laugh at. I don't mean in the getting into scrape sense or can you believe this stupid comment way. I mean, there are some very talented and funny people doing short and clever, skits, character monologues. I don't know what to call it, but there are some very funny people on social media. If you search around, there's a lot of quality entertainment there. Here is a list, for instance, of people you may not have heard of. Benito Skinner, Matt Buscelli, Cole Escola, Megan Stalter. I am probably pronouncing their names wrong. My guess is that in a few years, that won't be happening. But I found them all either on Twitter or Instagram, and they never fail to make me laugh. They also never take up more than 10 minutes of my time, which is good because while I am a procrastinator, I am a procrastinator who also needs to make a living. I thought of these four people, and of course there are more that I haven't discovered yet, when a friend of mine, an industry insider, sent me a text with a link to the most recent announcement about the new company Quibi, which was founded by Jeffrey Katzenberg, a show business entrepreneur and hugely successful producer, and Meg Whitman, who ran eBay and Hewlett-Packard and almost the state of California. Quibi is a new entertainment company focusing on short stuff, daily episodes of longer stories built for and optimized for your phone. The company launches in April, and full disclosure, I have nothing to do with it. I have zero knowledge of the company or its shows. I don't really know Jeffrey or Meg. Not enough to call them Jeffrey or Meg, in fact. And I have no idea if this specific company will succeed or fail. But what struck me from the text I received is how many people in show business seem to think they can see the future. My friend sent along the link with the message, "Never gonna work." Which is something we say a lot here in the entertainment business. People see a pilot logline in the trades, read it, something like, "When John and Mary's skincare business takes off, they need to ask their broke hippie parents to help raise the kids." And we think, oh, never gonna work. Or, "Identical twin sons of an imprisoned female serial killer use different tactics and skills to help the FBI catch a new generation of serial murderers." Never gonna work. But of course, all of those things can work, if they're good. If you cast John and Mary's parents right, could be great. If you get someone like Gene Smart to play the incarcerated serial killer and the now grown-up boys from that Disney show, Zack and Cody, I don't know, I'd watch that. So my friend was saying to me, essentially, there's no market or audience for short daily episodes of comedy, adventure, or drama. The venture is doomed to fail because people don't want to watch short things, short bursts, 10-minute bits of funny or scary or moving on their phones, or more likely in the corner of an open browser on their computer at work. And I can say that for me, at least, they do. I mean, I'm already doing it. Every time I have something else important to do, there's already a group of mostly underpaid and unknown talents online who regularly deliver 10 minutes of distraction. Benito Skinner, Matt Buscelli, Cole Escola, Megan Stalter. And that's just in the comedy arena. If Quibi works, I'll be able to count on a variety of flavors of distraction and diversion. What it takes is just finding the people who are already sort of doing it and giving them a platform. And that's what show business is, at its essence, just taking campfire storytellers and street corner singers and subway station jugglers and dressing it all up a bit with better lighting and sound and maybe a star or two, nothing wrong with that, and then offering it up to an audience. Never gonna work. It already sort of does. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll babysit. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.